This is Ray Bradbury. Join me for the next 30 minutes on a tour through time and space. Come along to the far future. Follow me into a strange past with stories that almost could be or might have been. Real or unreal, this is Bradbury 13.
He sat silently. He sat, a man 80 years old. He sat in an empty house, on an empty street, in an empty town, on the empty planet Mars. He sat as he had sat for 60 years, waiting. Outside, the Martian wind raged, shaking the telephone poles and causing the wires to sing in chorus. Inside, on the table in front of him, lay a telephone that had not rung for a long, long time. Until now. Ray Bradbury's Night Call, Collect.
The wind. That infernal wind never stops. Never leaves me a night's peace. Blowing through the wires all over town. It can't be. It's impossible. No, I'm alone. In an empty house, on an empty planet. No!
Barton? Barton, are you there?
Barton? Why, yeah, that's me.
Barton?
What?
Barton?
Barton? No, it can't be. It can't be. There. It's done. No. Not again. It's not possible. Who's there?
Barton?
Yes. This is Barton.
Well. Do you know who this is?
Oh, what do you mean, who? The first call I've had in a lifetime and you want to play games?
I'm sorry. How stupid of me. Of course you wouldn't recognize your own voice on the telephone. Nobody ever does. It's like the first time you heard your voice recorded on a tape recorder. You were disappointed in the nasal, affected quality you heard.
What are you talking about?
Barton. This is Barton.
What?
Well, who did you think it was? A rescue party from Earth? Did you think we'd finally missed you and came all the way back to get you?
No.
What's the date?
The date?
Yes, what year is this?
Well, it's July 20th, 2097.
2097? Good grief. 60 years. Have you really been sitting there that long waiting for a rescue ship to come from Earth?
Yes.
60 years ago. Think. Now, old man, do you know who I am?
Yes. Yes, I remember. I remember. We are one. I am Emil Barton, and you are Emil Barton.
Yes, but with one difference. You're 80.
Yes.
And I'm only 20.
Yes. Twenty years old. Listen to me. Are you listening?
Of course.
If I could only warn you, if I could only show you how lonely the years are, listen to me. End it. Kill yourself. Don't wait. Don't become 80. If you knew what it is to change from what you are to the thing that is me, today, here and now, to come to this end.
Impossible, Barton. I don't even have a way to tell if you ever get this call. It's all mechanical. It's electronics and wires and resistors. You're talking to a recording. Nothing more. This is 2037. 60 years ago.
60?
Yes. Today, the atomic war started on Earth. It's a worldwide calamity. All colonials were called home from Mars by rocket. And I got left behind.
I remember.
Alone on Mars. Not another living soul. First days, then months, then years. Who cares? There's plenty of food. There's hundreds of houses to live in, cars to drive, and millions of kilowatts of self-sustaining power. And books. Whole libraries full of them. In my spare time, I've made recordings of words. 10,000 words and responses connected to phone relays. Later on, I'll make phone calls. I'll have someone to talk with.
Yes, that's right.
60 years from now, my own tapes will ring me up and talk to me. I don't really think I'll be here on Mars that long. It's just a beautifully ironic idea of mine. Something to pass the time. Is that really you, Barton? Is that really me?
Yes. It's really me.
I've made thousands of tapes, thousands of Bartons, sensitive to all questions, in 1,000 Martian towns. An army of Bartons all over Mars. While I wait for the rockets to return.
You waited 60 years. You grew old waiting. Alone. And now you've become me. And still alone. In the empty cities.
Don't expect any sympathy from me. You're like a stranger off in another country. I can't be sad.
If only you knew what lay in store for you 50, 60 years down the road.
Well, I can't cry at that. Because not knowing the future, I can only be optimistic. I'm human now. You're human later.
It's insane.
Yes, it is.
Stop it. Oh.
What is it, old man? Your heart.
I never knew you were so heartless. Go away. Leave me alone.
Go where? I am. As long as the tapes glide on, I'll be young and cruel. I'll go on being young and cruel long after you're dead. Goodbye, Barton.
Wait! Morning. I must have slept here in this chair all night. Huh. Oh, the phone. The voice. Yeah. I must have been dreaming. A nightmare. Yeah, that's what it was. A silly, stupid nightmare. I'm getting so old, I'm starting to imagine all sorts of things. One of these days, I'll probably think that... Hello? Who's there?
Morning, Barton. Mrs. Barton. 7 o'clock. Rise and shine.
Again?
You're to go to Mars Town at noon. Install a telephonic brain. I thought I'd call you up and remind you. Remember? Cheer up. That rescue ship might come tomorrow to save us.
Yes, tomorrow. let it ring. I don't have to answer it. There's no one there.
Bill! Bill!
It's like talking to yourself. But different. Oh, how different. Hello.
Hello, old Barton. This is young Barton. You took your time answering the phone this time, didn't you? What's the matter? You're going deaf? Well, no matter. I've had a birthday. I'm 21 today. How about that? Now I'm legal. In the last year, I put voice brains in over 200 towns all over the planet. I've populated Mars with Bartons.
Yes, I remember. 60 years ago, rushing into hills and valleys with truckloads of equipment. Another day, another telephone, or two, or three.
Yes, something to do, isn't it? Something clever and wonderful.
And sad. That young idiot, that sadistic fool. Never thinking that someday I might reap this awful harvest.
Hey, Barton, guess what?
What?
Last night, for my birthday, I went to a movie theater in an empty town. I played an old Laurel and Hardy movie. I laughed my sides off. It was called Saps at Sea, remember?
Yes.
Well, anyway, while I was sitting there alone, I got this great idea. I recorded my voice and multiplied it 1,000 times on tape. I put speakers all over town so it sounded like 1,000 people. I put motors on doors so they opened and slammed shut. I had radios playing. I even found some recordings of children singing and dogs barking and horns honking. All run by timers. If I don't look out the window, it's a wonderful illusion. I guess I'm getting lonely.
That's the first sign.
What?
The first time you admitted you were getting lonely.
And you know what else? I've experimented with smells. Yeah. As I walk down the street, I smell bacon and ham and eggs and toast. All from empty houses.
That's madness.
Oh, not madness. Self-protection.
I'm hanging up now. I'm tired.
Barton!
It's too much. I'm being drowned by the past. I've got to get out. Go to town for a walk. Get away from me. The town is dark now and empty. At one time, I put sounds and smells here, but it was all a lie. An electronic, mechanical lie. No, another one. All right. I'm coming. Oh, can't he leave me alone? I'm an old man. I can't take this sort of harassment. I'm coming. Can't you hear me? Here in this house. What?
Hello, Barton.
Oh, what do you want?
Barton, I'm lonely. I only live when I speak, so I must speak. You can't shut me up forever.
Oh, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
What is it?
Oh, my heart. Oh.
Pity. This is Barton, age 24. Another couple of years gone. Waiting. A little lonelier. I've read War and Peace twice. I've drunk sherry, run restaurants with myself as waiter, cook, entertainer. Well, tonight I star in a film at the theater. Emil Barton in Love's Labor Lost. I play all the parts, some with wigs.
Oh, stop calling me, or I'll kill you.
You can't kill me. You'll have to find me first.
I'll find you.
You've forgotten where you hid me. I'm everywhere. I'm in boxes, houses, cables, towers, even underground. Go ahead. Try.
I'll kill you.
What'll you call it? Telecide? Suicide?
I'll kill you.
You're jealous, aren't you? Jealous of me here, only 24, bright-eyed, strong, young? All right, old man. It's war, if that's what you want. Between us. Between me. A whole regiment of us, all ages, form against you. The only real one. Go ahead. Declare war.
I'll kill all of you.
You'll have to find us first.
I can still drive this thing. I'll head south first, through the valley. I'll find them, and I'll destroy them all. I got a pistol, rifles, an old-fashioned dynamite. That should do it.
Right. Where are you hiding in this town? In the poles? In the towers? The boxes? The telephone pole, that's where you are. There! One pole down. Is that where you were hiding? Or maybe you're in the next one, huh? Here, I'll try some dynamite. See how you like this one, young Barton? All of them. All of the towers in this town will have to come down. All of them! That one! That one! That one! So I got your attention, did I? Hello!
Barton? Handy things, these phone booths. They're all over town. All over Mars. Some of them with underground cables. Just a warning, Barton. Don't try to rip down all the towers and poles in town. It won't do you any good. There's too many of us around. Besides, it would be cutting your own throat.
How's that?
Think about it a while. Suppose a rescue ship came down from Earth after all these years. Suppose it came down tonight, or tomorrow, next week. What if it landed on the other side of the planet and used the phones to try and call you, Barton? If you destroy them, they'll never know you're alive. Think about it.
Here's what I think about it!
A rocket won't come. I'm too old. It's too late.
But what if one did come? I'd never know. I'd never know.
Yeah, a great idea young Barton had to go to the movie. Just the thing to relax and forget. Let's see. It works!
Laurel and Hardy. Saps at sea. Bring out the buttered popcorn and the juju beans. Excuse me, lady, could you remove your hat? Hey, down in front. Look at those guys, will you? What? Again? Now? Look, can't you leave me alone, please?
Who's this? Who's there? Who is it?
Hello.
Who is this? Where are you?
Wait a minute. Wait. This is Barton. Who's this?
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Emil Barton?
Yes, yes, Emil Barton. Who is this?
This is Captain Rockwell, Apollo 48.
Rockwell?
Yes, we just arrived from Earth.
No. No.
Are you there, Mr. Barton?
No, it can't be.
Mr. Barton, where are you?
You're lying.
Lying?
It's you, Barton, making fun of me. Lying to me.
Look, this is Captain Rockwell from Earth. We just landed in New Chicago. Where are you?
Green Villa. I'm in Green Villa.
Where is that?
Well, it's about 600 miles from you, southeast.
Look, Barton, can you come here?
What?
We've got repairs to make. We're exhausted from the trip. Can you come here?
Well, yes, yes.
We're at the field outside town. Can you be here by tomorrow?
Yes, but...
Well?
How's Earth? How's New York? Is the war over?
Well, there'll be plenty of time for gossip when you get here. We've got a 6-week trip back home. We'll be expecting you by sunup.
I'll be there. They're here. After all these years, they've come back for me. I've got to hurry. Got to get to the car.
I'll have to stop and pump some gas in this thing somewhere. But I'll make it. That voice, Captain Rockwell. It couldn't be me 40 years ago. I've never made a recording like that. Or have I? Maybe I did make a false tape of a false landing with the synthetic crew and Captain... No, I'm just being a suspicious old fool. This is no time to doubt. I must run with the moons of Mars all night. Oh, what a party we'll have. It was worth driving all night. Before we leave, I'll make one last phone call. Hello, young Barton. This is old Barton. I'm leaving for Earth today. I've been rescued. What do you think of that? Sun's not quite up yet. Can't see any lights. Guess I'll honk and let them know I'm here.
Hello? Anyone here? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, it's Barton.
Barton.
I'm here.
Maybe there's someone in the office. You'd think there'd be somebody up if they're expecting me. Hello? Hello? There's no one here. It's deserted.
I wondered if you'd get there alive.
You...
How's your heart, old man?
No.
Well, I had to eliminate you some way, so I could live.
I'm going out now and blow up every pole and wire I see. I don't care what happens to me, as long as you're all dead.
You haven't the strength. Why do you think I had you travel so fast and so far? This is your last trip. How's your heart now? Old man. I can hear you breathing hard. You must be in pain. You'll never make it to the other towns. Face it, Barton. The war is over. I've won. You don't sound well. You better sit down. There. That's better, isn't it? What's that? Another phone? Oh, business is picking up. You better answer it, Barton. Hello, Barton? Barton! Barton! Barton!
No! 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 Leave me alone! Leave me alone!
Yes. Barton? This is Barton, age 24. Oh? Well, I'm 26. We're both young. Yes. What's happened? I don't know. Listen. Congratulate me, Barton. This is my 26th birthday. Well, congratulations. I've just had my 24th. Wonderful. I'll call you later. Right. Till then. Goodbye, Barton. Goodbye, Barton.
Night Call Collect was adapted from the story by Ray Bradbury. Featured in the cast were Morgan White and Mike McDonough. Original music by Roger Hoffman and Greg Hansen. Production assistant was Patrick Mead. Associate producer was Jeff Rader. Bradbury 13 was created, produced, and directed by Mike McDonough. Executive producer was Dean Van Eitert. This program was produced with the funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio Satellite Program Development Fund. The program was produced by Brigham Young University Media Services, which is solely responsible for its content. This is Paul Freeze speaking.